Hi, and welcome to our first ever BRF Shorts on Us. We're very proud of this name. We think we're very clever. So send us some love and validate us. So given that our last episode, Dream, had a phenomenal response and Charu and I were so overwhelmed, and we've been wanting to do this for a while actually, we've been thinking about it and we just decided to jump right in into these little mini episodes. And our first word ever with this is the word pride. So very topical there. So before we come to, you know, sort of the more contemporary use of the word pride and the political use of the word pride, in its most original sense, which is in the earliest uses of the word pride, it was really not something to be proud of, ironically. And it actually carried the meaning of, as is even the case today, of someone with inordinate self-esteem or an unreasonable sense of conceit or superiority. And so in earlier uses, you would also always find the word pride used in its capitalized form because it referred to one of the seven deadly sins. Mm. And of course, as you know, words evolve. There is, you know, words also have a journey. And so pride has slowly evolved into being used in a more positive connotation. The more reasonable uses of the word pride only start beginning, as a form of self-respect, start beginning to appear only in the 14th century.
Okay. So you were talking about the journey that words have. And I think while pride has a relatively positive connotation these days, something that doesn't, which is in close relation to it, is the word hubris. And what that word means is excessive pride or self-confidence. And that's what it means in modern usage. But in ancient Greece, hubris was the intentional use of violence to humiliate or degrade. And obviously the word's connotation changed over time, and hubris came to be defined as an overweening presumption that leads a person to disregard the divinely fixed limits on human action in an ordered cosmos. Trust the Greeks to come up with stuff like this. At the time of Solon in the 6th century BCE, Solon was an Athenian administrator. Hubris was a crime that could be punishable by law. And what was interesting was that any citizen could bring charges against another party, as was the case also for treason or impiety. So if Jeff across the street pissed you off because he had an olive tree that, you know, he just wouldn't prune, why won't you prune your olive tree, Jeff? You could just pretend that he was being hubristic and treasonous and impious, and you could point the finger at him and have him taken away in handcuffs. So that's interesting.
Good times, huh?
But obviously hubris means something quite different these days. While it's not punishable by law, it's probably immoral rather than illegal. So
it's just not great.
Just all around not great.
This doesn't make you a very nice person. And so coming back to the word pride, actually in Middle English, you sort of, you know, you start seeing, so the word like proper pride, personal pride, good repute, you sort of start seeing it being used more in those connotations, and also just general prowess or spirit, especially when it came to an animal. And so you start seeing uses like, the first time it was applied to a group of lions, it was in the late 15th century. We all know that a group of lions is collectively called a pride because lions have a certain stately quality. They're seen as regal and elevated in their group. And so you can see that, you know, the word pride has now started slowly taking on a more positive connotation. Mm-hmm. One of the earlier uses of the word pride when it started taking on a positive connotation was also sometime around the 15th century when it was first used to reference an erect penis.
Oh, I did not know that was going there. Okay.
Yeah. You took that by surprise, right? But meaning that which makes a person or people most proud.
Okay. So. I suspect a man came up with this.
And in the 1610s, pride was first paired with prejudice, you know, and then slowly it started making its journey into more common use in different forms. And of course, now, in today's day and age, pride is most commonly associated with gay pride.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, and June is Pride Month. We all know that. To give you a little bit of history about how the Pride Parade first originally came about was as a result of riots in New York at the Stonewall Inn. Mm. Back in the 1960s, when people weren't openly talking about their sexual orientations, and were rather keeping it, you know, they were kind of hushing it up, especially if they weren't normatively heterosexual. There were certain establishments in New York City that sort of welcomed gay people. And Stonewall Inn was one of these establishments. It was raided by the police. Some 400 people protested this police raid, and it became quite a violent activity. And in the June of the following year, marches began to commemorate the riots at Stonewall in New York and Los Angeles. And this was the beginning of the Pride Parade.
Oh, that's interesting. We all obviously in bits and pieces know about the Pride Parade and how many people attend it. I was interested in not only how many people attend it, but also who organizes it. Because at the end of the day, while it may sound like pretty simple, march from point A to B and look fabulous and resist against the things that need resistance, I was interested in who the organizers were. So I'll go into a little bit about the numbers first before the organizers. The first march in 1970 in New York City, I'll concentrate a little bit on the numbers in New York City in this bit. Since 1984, the Pride and related LGBT Pride events in New York City have been by far really the most popular in terms of coverage as well as numbers attended. So Stonewall 50, which was a series of LGBTQ events and celebrations in June of 2019, marked the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall riots. It was also the first time that World Pride was held in the United States. And the celebration was the largest LGBTQ event in history. It had an official estimate of 5 million attending Pride weekend in Manhattan alone.
Wow.
And this is including an estimate of 4 million that attended the parade. So it's not only people marching in the parade, obviously, it's also bystanders and things like that. So the attendance to just watch the parade and is as big. Parade went on for 12 hours and included 150,000 pre-registered participants among 695 groups. So,
wow.
Yeah. And now coming to the organizers, they're known as Heritage of Pride, and they are, wait for it, this is a mouthful, a volunteer spearheaded, non-partisan, tax-exempt, non-profit organization. And they welcome participation regardless of age, creed, gender, and they've been in charge of the Pride parades since 1984.
Oh, that's actually super interesting, because I have never once thought about, you know, I just think of it as this phenomenon that just happens and everyone just comes together for
yeah.
it. But you're right, like it actually does take a lot. I've never really thought about the back
end. Because it's so much coordination and, you know, registration and
I know.
My God, all of these things that I would not touch with a barge pole. But good on them.
Good. Well done them.
I also wanted to just talk a little bit about the gay flag. Do you know what the colors represent? I didn't.
I know a little bit.
I didn't know what all the colors represented. So in 1978, the most recognizable symbol of gay pride, which is the rainbow flag, made its debut. The flag with its 8 colors, and now I'll rattle through the colors, sexuality symbolized by hot pink, life by red, healing by orange, the sun by yellow, nature by green, art by blue, harmony by indigo, and spirit by violet, was designed by San Francisco artist Gilbert Baker and was adopted worldwide thereafter. So apparently the year after, a 6-color flag was adopted, which is in common use today. And the colors that made it to the 6-color flag were red, orange, yellow, green, blue, with harmony being replaced by art, as symbolized by blue in the flag, and purple or violet. And this was partially because of the unavailability of some of the fabric colors. So, yeah, that's...
Oh, I do not know that.
That's interesting.
All right. Also, in the 1960s, Pride was also associated with the civil rights movements for Black rights.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of reference to Black Pride. And on that note, there is also a very specific Black Pride parade in the UK that is still ongoing. That began in 2005 as a day trip to Southend-on-Sea by members of an online social network called Black Lesbians in the UK,
cool.
abbreviated to BLUK. And as of 2018, approximately 7,500 people have attended the UK Black Pride.
Cool.
And so that's a whole subsegment of the Pride parade where there is representation for Black gay people.
Okay, and to end it on an adorable note, there is this lady called Frances Golden who has attended the New York Pride Parade for 40 years and counting. She's not missed one parade.
Wow.
And she has had the same sign throughout those 40 years. And by the same sign, I mean literally the same sign, not that she's remade it. It's the same sign that she held at the first one. And it reads, "I adore my lesbian daughters. Keep them safe."
Oh, wow. That is heartwarming.
I know, it's adorable. Throughout the march, you know, Miss Golden is approached by different like attendees, police officers, elected officials, because they all know who she is. She's 95 years old. And she also runs the Frances Golden Literary Agency. And she spent a career fighting against overdevelopment and gentrification. So she's a pretty impressive lady. Yeah, her daughters have said people are drawn because it's just so personal. My mother doesn't just love her daughters, she adores us. There's a difference.
Oh, that's sweet. All right, and with that, this is the end of our first ever shots. Write into us, let us know what you thought about it. We will keep coming up with more and more of these, and hopefully the more shots we do, the more frequent our episode releases are. So we look forward to seeing you soon, and the next time we see you, it will be with a full length episode all over again.
See you
guys.